Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show's Freedom from Addiction segment. And I'm excited to welcome to the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson. Wynn, how are you? It just seems like Groundhog Day in so many ways. And today's topic is going to be an update to the coronavirus and where we're at, yourself, how you are just hanging in there, and how our lives have changed in so many ways.
Absolutely. The whole world has turned upside down in less than a month, hasn't it? So I'm sheltering in place. That means I'm only going out for groceries or something really important, and it gives me more time to think about what's happening and to be able to talk to you and other people. So that's a positive.
Oh, it absolutely is a positive, and it's something that, you know, we have to try to look at in so many ways, and look at how people are going to act differently, how different responses in our daily routine are going to be thrown off, how people that we deal with on a regular basis are going to fly off the handle, to just different, the way we interact as a society has changed in just a short period of time.
I think that if we were attacked by a military opponent, that there would be less confusion and fear than by this virus. So, you know, I mean, back in World War II, the country galvanized and people were at home and they were doing all kinds of things to support the military. And in a way, it's similar. It's an attack, but we don't have a known attacker in this particular case.
No, we don't. We definitely don't have a known attacker, and the unknown and uncertainty. And this is the point I'm going to make in this, and then I want to hear what your take is. I think this is more of a conversation for your podcast and my nationally syndicated radio show, is the simple fact that we hear different things. We hear our president talk about we're going to open up on Easter Sunday. Then 5 days later, he's talking about quarantining all of New York City and anywhere where it's a hot zone where no one can go in and out. So what process are we dealing with? We continue to have a different conversation. We have people like Bill Gates saying we need to basically shut down this country for 12 to 16 weeks. The whole world should shut down for 12 to 16 weeks. To somebody else that says business as usual, this virus is not that dangerous, like Vice President Pence. The problem I have is, you know, you talk to John Q. Public, we don't know when this is going to end.
That's true. We don't know when it's going to end. Everybody says it's going to get worse before it gets better. And that's about the major thing that I've gotten out of listening to the news.
Well, how many cases do you have in your area?
Well, I'm in a mountainous area of Western North Carolina, and our population of our town is 3,000. We don't have any, but we do have one in the lower part of the county.
What about the state of North Carolina? I don't know if you have the numbers. Like, for example, Pennsylvania, I mean, Allegheny County out in, has like 130 cases. I guess Pennsylvania has 1,000 plus. The concern I have is all the big cities are going to be flooded with coronavirus. And so rural areas like yourself are going to be more in a safe situation. But how do we keep from really maybe having now to self-quarantine more and have the right resources to get people once they know they have the virus, not infecting everyone after they get diagnosed?
Yeah, that's a real problem. And as they get more testing kits out there so that everybody can get tested if they want to, we'll know what the true impact of the disease is.
Absolutely. The true impact of the disease and all those different things. So what is your take from this? What should you tell your listeners and my listeners about the update on the coronavirus?
Okay, let me start by going directly to the listeners. I want you to know that it's a pleasure to have you listening to my show today. My sincerest desire is for you to get something from it that will make your life richer and fuller. Now, I'm Reverend Wynn Henderson, as an ordained Christian minister and a medical doctor, I have a dual perspective to bring you content to solve problems in your life. Freedom from Addiction and Share Your Mission is the longest running, single hosted, and produced radio internet talk show in the country. It has been continuously running for the last 20 years. I introduce you to celebrities and non-celebrities alike who have something to say about the disease of addiction in any of its 30 plus different forms, and about the importance of finding your mission or purpose in life and then acting on it. So today we're going to give you a couple of updates about the coronavirus. And first, I would like to tell you something about inflammation. Now, inflammation is a process the body uses to deal with infection or injury. The major problem with decreasing inflammation is that it inhibits the body from dealing effectively with infections like in our discussion today, the coronavirus. Decreasing inflammation by use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, also known as NSAID, NSAIDs, lowers our defense response to the coronavirus. Now, researchers have linked inflammation to nearly every chronic disease of aging. Chronic inflammation is a slow creeping condition caused by misfiring of the immune system. It keeps your body in a long-term state of high alert. When cells are in distress, they release chemicals that alert the immune system. And then white blood cells rush to the scene where they work to eat up bacteria, viruses, and damaged cells from infection or injury. It is often chronic inflammation and not the viruses themselves that cause much of the long-term damage. Obesity, unregulated stress, tobacco use, alcohol use, lack of physical activity, poor sleep, and poor diet are all linked to chronic inflammation. And the big four for treating chronic inflammation are food, sleep, stress release, and exercise. The difference between someone feeling okay and feeling great is often the exercise. Now we'll get into a report that people are talking about that was on the internet recently. The French health minister put out a report saying ibuprofen might be harmful in the treatment of coronavirus, but this is theoretical. Nothing has yet been proven scientifically with a randomized double-blind study. The World Health Organization is not aware of scientific randomized double-blind studies dealing with the effect ibuprofen would have on the coronavirus. Some other health experts say that NSAIDs could weaken the immune system when taken in connection with an active infection. The coronavirus has been looked at in open studies, but not the scientifically based random double-blind studies, which is the real answer to getting at the truth of a question. Now, what is an anecdotal report? Now, this is a type of report which is not necessarily true or reliable because it is based on personal opinions rather than substantiated facts or the research I just talked about. An ICU nurse has posted on the internet an anecdotal report that practically all our patients with coronavirus had ibuprofen in their system, and concluded, wow, her opinion, that it made the disease 10 times worse. She said that ibuprofen kickstarts the virus into pneumonia. Now, this is not proven by valid scientific research at this point. Out of an abundance of caution, do not use ibuprofen, which is the world's most widely used non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, as a fever and pain-reducing drug in the case of coronavirus infections. Paracetamol, which is most commonly sold under the brand name Tylenol, or generically under the name acetaminophen, should be used as a fever and pain-reducing drug instead. What do you think about that?
I mean, see, and that's the thing, that if you can figure out certain things like this, then you're going to find out what happens with the virus. I think one thing we have to look at, the United States, the number of cases. Let's look at the number of deaths versus other countries. When and then let's have a talk. We all want to push, oh, we have more cases, almost more cases than Italy or all those places. Well, we have more population, first of all. And second of all, what about deaths? And so let's look at the most important thing. How many people are dying? And if we could decrease the people who die, that should be the numbers that we should look at in the next 2 to 3 months.
So with that story about ibuprofen, even though it's not scientifically based on a study, it still is something to keep in your mind about if you've got an alternative drug that doesn't have this report and is not an NSAID, why not use it? It only makes sense.
Exactly. It's a great point. It's a great topic. And it was perfect for the Neil Haley Show's Freedom from Addiction segment. People could check you out at RevWynHendersonMD.com. There they can check out all the different resources you have available and all your social media channels. They could check you out as well. And it's a great resource involving ibuprofen. So your recommendation, don't take it. If you have a fever or something, take Tylenol until this crisis is over.
Now, Neil, I've got one other thing I want to tell you.
Sure.
I got a postcard from the government, and it came in yesterday. If things changed so quickly, it was printed March 16th. But it says President Trump's coronavirus guidelines for America. And I want to tell you what those guidelines are, since you may have been getting them bits and pieces. Okay. I know you have.
Oh, is that the 15-day thing that... Vice President Pence talked about 4 days ago. I guess you've gotten it now. Okay.
Well, let me tell you what they are. The government says, listen and follow the directions of your state and local authorities. If you feel sick, stay at home. Do not go to work. If your children are sick, keep them at home. Contact your medical provider. If you're an older person or have a serious underlying health condition, stay at home and away from other people. Even if you're young or otherwise healthy, you are at risk and your activities can increase the risk to others. It is critical that you do your part to slow the spread of the coronavirus. If you work or study, do it from home whenever possible. Avoid social gatherings and groups of more than 10 people. And I think those guidelines may be a little bit less today, but
yes.
Avoid eating or drinking at bars and restaurants. Use their pickup service or their delivery options. Avoid discretionary travel, shopping trips, and social visits. Do not visit nursing homes or retirement or long-term care facilities unless you're there to provide critical assistance. And finally, and very importantly, practice good hygiene. Wash your hands, especially after touching any frequently used item or surface. Avoid touching your face. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. And disinfect frequently used items and surfaces as much as possible. So that's my program today. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you won't miss anything. The link to the podcast is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, LIBSYN. And you can get more information, as Neil told you, at my website, which is www.revwynhendersonmd.com. Now, have a great day.
All right. You're listening to Neil Haley's show's Freedom of Prediction segment, and we'll talk next week. Good day, everyone.